Jill Schlesinger is with us this morning from JillOnMoney.com, and her show is heard weekends here on WBEN. What's your retirement number? I mean, if only it were that easy, right?
I know. And, you know, I get this question all the time on the radio show and from many people in the Buffalo area. So thank you so much, you wonderful BEN folks who write in to me. You know, it's very difficult because we pull numbers out of the thin air, right? So there was a survey recently that was published, and it said, you know, how much money do you think you need for retirement? And people said $1.46 million. Like, I mean, it's a silly number. Nobody is doing the work that's necessary, and there's no one number. You know what I mean? That it's like saying, you know, how does everyone become healthy? Every single person is different. You're unique. So it takes a little bit of work, but I've got the steps that you need to know. And the first step is sort of the hardest, but it's the simplest. And the hardest thing for people to do is to understand how much are they spending right now. Because that's the guidepost for the future, right? So that means, you know, no matter how much money you earn or how much money you've saved, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, if you don't know how much you're spending today, it is very difficult to calculate what you would need in the future. Brian, I know you love to do this.
Here's the thing. I try not to quite think about this kind of thing because I know it's so long or so far ahead and just kind of blindly put away money. Here's this. If we can't have, you know, a set number for each individual person, what's the age? Maybe this is a good number to have. What's the age when you need to maybe start thinking about your personal number? I mean, is there a number for that? Is it 45?
Yes.
Is it something like that?
Do you want to know the number?
Yeah.
Right now.
No.
That's the number. It is. I'll tell you why. Because I can just, you know, when I talk to people, again, all the time, when people call in, the ones who start early are the ones that are able to achieve their goals, right? So I know it is fun to spend money in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s. By the way, everybody knows it's more fun to spend money than to save money, okay? That is a much more fun thing. We are human beings. We know that. However, the sooner you start, all of that time value of money actually works in your favor. So if you can just start with, I just got a request from another publication said, okay, how do we get, you know, what's the most important piece of advice that you can give? This is like one of those annoying things. What's the one, you know, what's how do you build savings? You start early, you automatically contribute small amounts of money every single pay period, and you incrementally increase the amount to get to your savings and retirement goals. But you don't know what your goals are until you run the numbers. So if you go back to your calculations, if you know how much money you earn right now, you know how much money you're saving right now, you plug into one of these retirement calculators, you probably have a workplace plan or just go online, there's a zillion of them, and you start plugging in your numbers and you will get a quote unquote magic number for you. You might not like it, but you're going to get it.
The other thing is that you mentioned that 1.46 million that you need, right? But that's like a moving goalpost. That changes, right?
Totally. And it's a silly number anyway. I mean, I get why they did it. It's a big insurance company. They want to get you to use life insurance to save money. Okay, I get it, right? But it is just, it's an odd number to ask because so many people, how much money do you think you need? No one's running the numbers. And the numbers are so much easier to run today. So the moving target is just that maybe you do it every couple of years or when there's a big change in your life. This is one of the reasons I think it's so important to actually have a baseline financial plan. You know, I'm going to use the medical analogy. You know, you go to the doctor for annual physical, you've got a baseline. You don't have to go back to the doctor unless something's going on, something changes. But every year you go back and you say, let me look at the numbers. How are we doing? Is your cholesterol high or is it low? Or is blood pressure up or is it down? And if you did that once a year, you just sat down once a year and said, let me just plug in my retirement numbers and see if I'm on track. Then you will see how you are doing. No more guesswork. And that's important. I also want to just say that there are so many people who say to me, especially anyone who's under the age of 45 will ask me, oh, but you know, I can't count on Social Security, can I? And I'm going to tell you, yes, you can count on Social Security. It may not actually be the exact same system when you are retired. Social Security is not going away. It will be fixed. They're going to bolster the program. It is such a popular program. I can't emphasize enough how often a politician will say something about Social Security and then like sort of whisper like, yeah, I know, we're not getting rid of Social Security. We're not going to make people work until they're 80. That's not happening. Yeah.
Well, much more on this you can find JillOnMoney.com. Great information there. I have to ask you before we go, Jill. News came out Friday that Terry Pegula, who owns the Bills here, the Sabres here, you know, a couple of other sports teams, is exploring the potential sale of a minority interest in the Bills. And a lot of people question, you know, why now? Why would this happen? Is this something as simple as, you know, hey, we're building this stadium. I'm going to have to pay over $1 billion for it. If I can just get $1 billion by selling 25% of this team, why not do it? It kind of makes sense. Or are there other things that might be at play of why somebody would do this?
I mean, there can be different things that I would raise to you. First of all, you know, listen, there may be some reason that they want to do this for tax purposes right now while the tax rates are as low as they are for this year and next year. Maybe taking some money off the table and defraying the ownership cost and doing so when the capital gains rate is as low as it is currently, that may be a great incentive. But it could also just be, as you said, a simple math problem. Like, I don't want to bear this burden all on my own. When people make big sales of sort of family dynastic fortunes, there can often be some estate and tax reasons behind it, or it can be the simplest possible answer, which is, hey, I need some extra money and I don't want to shoulder this on my own. So either one is possible as far as I could tell.
All right. Hey, Jill, always great talking with you.
Thank you.
That's Jill Schlesinger. You can hear her show, Jill on Money, weekends on WBEN.